I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant.
Like when I drive to work, I see pineapples.
I breastfed all my children at the same time. I also breastfed my husband.
What? And then all of a sudden, this thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second?
We're going to get into some ghost stories and stuff like that. But, Lauren, I posted a picture of you as a penis.
I am not friend of. I am not housewife, maybe. I am housewife.
I just don't see a reason for me to listen to your podcast.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Needless to say, we wind up having sex. Whoa, Nick!
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Bishwak Healy is not hairy.
I will say this. No one gets more unsolicited drinks thrown at them than Al.
Lauren Scalia is my Venmo if you guys want to send me some money.
Chris Manzo 8, as usual. Nothing changed there.
Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports. What's up, everybody? Dear Albie. We're here. Candace.
Hi.
Me and you, bud.
Just us.
You know, a quick question. Somebody brought this up to me, all right? And I don't want to say who accused anybody of this, all right? But we've had a lot of really, really funny reviews in the Apple podcast world.
Right.
Everybody, yeah. And, you know, go on, rate 5 stars, review, all that other stuff, comment.
Yes.
And a lot of the comments have been saying Candace should be permanent co-host.
I'm not going to say that I haven't seen them because I have seen them. I've seen the comments. I'm into it. I mean, I don't know if you're into it, but I'm into it.
No, I think it's great. But somebody said to me, do you think there's a chance that Candace has posted any of those herself?
No, I don't even know. I never even, to be dead honest, I don't want to sound like Lauren, but I did not read all those. I didn't even reread them all. I went on, you know, I see the DMs that I get and stuff like that.
Because we got a good flow going.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I feel like there's a little bit. I think I might write one.
But I feel like there's a little bit of hater out there. Okay. Yeah. Because everyone's like, you know what it is, Ken? I think everyone's really getting upset
that we seem to be hitting
our stride
right
together. Right. You know what I mean? And Lauren's like kind of been like, oh, you know, whatever. I'll do the show when I do it. Chris, I'm hoping Chris is actually supposed to be here today. I think that's going to be magical.
Right.
But
we would be a great trio.
So much happening. So anyway, we rushed through the episode last week because obviously, you know, stuff came up.
Right.
Stuff came up last week. You know, we kind of had a very, very long podcasting week for me.
And it was just a bad day in general.
You know,
that day was bad.
So we really rushed through a lot that we had going on. But we have a ton of different comments and questions that have been coming in. Jules has been just kind of, we really got flooded the last week or so with new types of questions and things that we wanted to get to. Really, really fun episodes that are coming up. Obviously, we've got the holidays coming around.
That'll be fun.
We're pushing hard to get a live show actually done. There's a lot of other things that, like, we're just trying to get done for the people.
Right.
Okay, this ghost story, this ghost hunt thing, we're going to keep for the community. This ghost hunt thing, going to happen. This cuddling thing, going to happen. All these things, we have not forgotten.
The ghost thing is happening this week, confirmed by Carla. I spoke to her yesterday. She said she's going to get back to me today with an actual date this week.
Well, we were shooting for today.
Right.
And the debate is, do we do Lauren's or do we just do Mom's and not tell her?
I really think we should just do Don's because it's so, she's scared because she likes her ghost. Now she likes the ghost, she said. We all know there's a ghost here, but she said she likes it and she's not necessarily looking for it to leave.
Got it. Understood. Well, there was, but in the meantime, there was a couple of things that had come in.
Right.
And there was an episode that we wanted to do because we had somebody write into us a couple of weeks ago and a show that we were really just trying to get out kind of like on the getting caught in the act type of thing. Or outing yourself kind of thing. We got a question that came in that I was like bugging out over this HGTV thing. We're going to get to it.
Okay.
And we kind of built around a Dear Abby question after these questions came in because I think it's important to address a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, we have brought up in the past there's a rumor about Wayne that we got to get into.
Oh yeah.
You obviously being from there, I thought we could shed some light on it. But instead of even just teasing it, let's just get right into it. So the first things first, we had a Dear Abby question that I'll just kind of get right into.
All right.
So Dear Abby, My 20-year-old daughter recently caught me actively engaged in watching porn. I tried to do it late at night when I thought everyone was asleep. My daughter now thinks I'm a pervert. Her mother raised her with conservative beliefs about any expression of sexuality. I'm worried about her ability to make a future marriage work, and I want the wonderful relationship we shared back. Some people have suggested that as she matures and becomes more aware of the real world, she'll come around. But I'm relatively old, 58, to have a child her age, and I don't want to wait until I'm gone for her to come around. What can I do? Missing my baby girl. That makes me want to vomit.
I am so disgusted by that question right now. Yeah. First of all, baby girl, she's 20. Second of all, that is something he's there. She's never getting over that. You saw your father
at 58.
You're an adult. First of all, what is he saying? Waiting for her to become an adult. She's a full adult.
I don't know, man. You know what?
That's
gross. Feel like somehow it's if she was like. It really is just a very awkward age. Really, there's no good time to walk in on something like that, right?
I mean, younger would be obviously better than that. To me, I don't want to, but my head keeps going to pervert, pervert, pervert. Now she's a pervert. He's a pervert. And if I'm his daughter, I am never going to unsee that. That is burned into her mind forever. I have no good advice for that person. I think it's unfortunate. You are now a pervert. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's really no, I mean, I think it's the type of thing that everybody just kind of doesn't even, like, why even think about it?
Yeah.
Like, that's not the thing you should ever even think about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's done. You got to just move on.
But what are you doing at 58 years old? Okay.
Lock the door.
Where you're in a position to get caught. Where were you doing this?
Was it in the fucking living room?
That's what I'm saying.
Lock the door.
He goes, first of all, he goes, I'm worried about her ability to make a future marriage work. Where does that come into play?
I feel like, honestly, there has to be more to this story because she's 20. Like, that's going to be the thing. There are so many questions I have for this right off
that
the top
I don't
of my
wanna
head.
Ask.
I don't want to know anymore.
No, I'm
good. I want to unknow it. I want to unknow it.
Yeah. You see where the episode's going.
Right.
Okay. But we hadn't really, like, the whole idea of this show is we take some old Dear Abby questions,
yeah.
We ask them again, we apply it to modern day or real lives, and then we get asked our own questions. We haven't done it in a while.
I know.
We've got off track lately.
We have. But
so I wanted to kind of bring it back. But on this guy, so this is what Abby said. Dear Missing, your baby girl isn't a baby. She's a young adult woman. Most individuals are uncomfortable with the idea of their parents as sexual beings, despite the glaring evidence to the contrary. She may have reacted the way she did because she was embarrassed by what she saw. Do not broach the subject of what her marriage may be like if and when she marries, because it's really her affair, not yours. Apologize for the unfortunate turn of events and use this opportunity to be more careful in the future.
Lock the door, bro.
That's really all you can do is be like, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. You can't talk about it. You definitely can't have a discussion. You just make sure that the next time you go somewhere and you lock the door. Always.
You know what bothers me the most about this question?
What? Oh, everything?
The term actively engaged.
Ew. Disgusted by the entire question, and I'm not going to get over it.
I tried to do it late at night when I thought everyone was asleep.
Tried.
Yikes.
It was in the living room. I could just tell.
I mean, it had to be, right? Like, I'm thinking, like, old school, like, really old desktop computer.
I'm thinking, like, put it on the TV, like, rented one of those late night movies.
Oh, wow. No, that's real bad.
Yeah, because this was a long time ago, right?
I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't have the date here.
I mean, immediately, I think, long time ago, TV, like, you know, one of those, like, X movies that you used to be able to rent on the television. And, like, daughter walks into the living room.
Like, can you imagine, like, like him jumping to the TV to turn it off?
I can't. It's making me sick.
It's so bad. Oh. It's so bad. No, but I'm thinking, like, old desktop computer, like, where you, like, when you click the mouse and it, like, echoed for days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that too. Like,
like, really slow dial-up connection.
Yeah, no.
Like, they've got, like, a little, like a cupboard almost.
Ew.
Thing. Oh,
ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
This is
I don't
want
to get too visual.
Yeah,
I'm already
bad.
Super visual.
Yeah,
right
really
now.
Bad.
Super visual.
Anyway, yeah, man. I would jump right out the window if I was him.
Yeah, no. You can't go on after that.
You know how bad it had to be that she's not even talking to him anymore?
He must have been watching some really nasty shit.
Really, really nasty shit.
Like shit that you look at your father different now.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I don't want to think of that.
Yeah, I'm going away from this.
Yeah.
Entirely. Anyway.
Please God.
So we took that question because this is the write-in that came in. And I got so excited. These are the types of things that I love to hear about.
All right. I want to hear this.
And first things first, okay? Just for some context for you guys. They start the email saying my favorite thing, okay, which is leave my name out of this. That's how I know.
It's always a good one.
Yeah, like that's like I've said it a couple of times now already. This did not come. This came last week. I'm going to make sure I got that right. Yeah, last week, okay? And the title is Coworker Outed on HGTV for Cheating.
Already exciting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay? First line, leave my name and email out of this, please.
Woohoo.
I'm there. Okay, we're good. We're good. Thank you. Thank you so much for participating. I still see some of these people and don't want to be outed for this crazy story, but thought you guys would love to hear slash laugh your butts off about it. With some research, you can find the Bahamas Life episode, Out of the Operating Room and Onto the Beach, and articles about the cheating scandal. And there's a link.
Oh, well, for your benefit, Ken.
I got you.
I was just going to Google it.
Yeah, good. Google it up. You got time. You got time. This thing is long. Out of the Operating Room and Onto the Beach, Bahamas Life. Okay. There's the proof. I'm not making this up. Even a doctor is too stupid to cover up his cheating scandal. Hi, Albie, the Don, Candace, intern Jules, and any other special guests. And Chris, if hell has froze over, I love listening to you guys. You make my drive to from work entertaining. I've been thinking for a while you would love to hear this crazy story of a coworker, and this seems to like the perfect time for a laugh. This person I work with was known for his vulgar mouth and outlandish stories. He would always talk nasty about women and got the nickname Goliath because of a drunken night he had and purchased a large suction cup dildo.
Ew.
Named Goliath. Did he name it Goliath or was it named Goliath?
Yeah, was that the name of it on the box?
I hate to make you Google that.
All right, so should I look that up first?
I think, you know, because God forbid, you know what, it'll be a full circle thing. One of the kids will see you Google Goliath.
And then I'll be the guy.
It'll be a huge problem.
I'll be
and
the
if,
guy
like, you know, Gabe starts stops talking to you, I'm going to totally understand.
Yeah. No, I don't want to look it up.
He claimed he didn't remember purchasing, then proceeds to tell us about it. We also heard a story about how he kissed a guy at the office Christmas party. He would always talk about an ex who lived with him that wasn't actually an ex, who used to work in his office at one point. He would always badmouth her. He started dating his right-hand girl that worked for him. She apparently thought the ex was broken up with, and he felt bad for her, so he let her still live there. He got a call from HGTV to film an episode of Bahamas Life because he was buying a condo there. He went and filmed the episode with the new girl, all while still having his ex, in quotes, living with him. The new girl and him got engaged in the Bahamas. Then fast forward to the air date of this episode, and the ex, who he still lives with, finds out there's a side chick and is plastered all over national TV. Mm. The ex then blows him up, posting recent pics of them at a wedding, tags him on social media with HGTV saying he's a cheater, then goes on Facebook, posts his phone number and screenshots of their texts over several months about their relationship. Now the new girl, fiance and him, are married, so she wasn't too bothered on the other end like she was lied to. But it makes you wonder how stupid could you be to go on national TV when you're living a double life, signed, watching a real life soap opera.
Oh, I found it online, by the way.
And?
Short period. It's very much the same story that you're telling me, and everyone's like commenting on it. A little tidbit that's not in there that I just read about is that the ring that he proposed to the side chick with is the ring that the live-in girlfriend picked out for herself.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that was a nice little juicy tidbit.
That's messed up.
Super messed up. I mean, first of all, this guy obviously just didn't give a shit.
No.
He obviously knew he was getting outed. You can't just go on, you know, a national.
I don't think he worried about that. Like, I really think that there are people, and I see it a lot on these shows that like are the one and done type of shows where you'll come on and you're there for a few episodes and then whatever.
Right.
Some people are really like they really bend over backwards to get that amount of like to just be on TV one time.
Yeah, they just love it.
You know, it's crazy.
They
don't care what they have to do to get on.
No.
They're just doing what they have to do.
Right.
They're
desperate to go on. But you know what? It sucks because this guy was a surgeon. Like he probably had like a really good life.
Did it say he was a surgeon?
Well, my story said it's a surgeon. Yeah, you said operating.
Well, no, it said it, but even a doctor. So I don't know.
It said in this story that I just read online, the follow up, that he was a surgeon. And you did say operating room or something in the beginning, I think. something.
No, it said even a doctor is too stupid to, yeah. I mean, I'm still stuck in the Goliath thing.
The Goliath.
Why do they know about all this stuff?
They know a lot. But you know what? It seems according to this thing that I read online about it, a lot of people know about it. So, but I mean, it was on national television. I'm sure people looked into it. But apparently it's a huge scandal. Huge. And this guy's just an idiot because he went on national TV and just like outed himself. But in my opinion, when people do that, I really think like sometimes they feel like they're never going to do it on their own. They're never going to break up with this person on their own. They don't know how to do it. So they're like, just fuck it. I'm just going to do it in the most wild way possible because there's no way to go back at that point. Like there's no way that that girl could have taken him back after that shit. Like it's like a clean break.
Like you put yourself in a position where it's so insane that they have to just walk away from it, type of thing.
Like
I don't think
they're chicken shit to say it to their face.
Well, look, I think that that's not exactly the weirdest thing. From a concept standpoint, I get it.
Right.
But going on HGTV to do it, like that's a little bit much.
Well, yeah, he probably just didn't give a shit. Sounds like he doesn't give one. So, and I mean, he probably just wanted to go on TV and his who knows
kind of in the Bahamas. Yeah. But yeah, no, this is like, can you imagine though, like working with that guy, it's got to be, you know.
Oh yeah.
That had to be really something.
I hope people send us more like inside scoop stories like that. I want more stories like that. Like inside like drama, gossip stories. Can you guys send those over? Like those are the good ones. The ones that start off with, please don't say my name. You could send those. You could tell us. We will not say your name.
Well, that's big. You know what I mean? Anytime that it's coming around and it's like, oh, hey, you know, like, Don't say my name. Like then I'm pretty much.
Yeah, we're paying attention.
Yeah.
Make a fake email if you have to make yourself feel better. But send us the good questions. We love it. Whenever we see something like that, we get pumped up.
I enjoy it very much.
Yeah.
We had another one that came in. This is through the Instagram.
Okay.
Dear Albie, I have this couple that my husband and I have been friends with our whole lives, over 20 years, but things have gotten weird lately. I feel like they are setting me up to ask if I want to swing with them.
Whoa.
I don't even know how to feel about this. I'm not saying that I would be completely against the idea.
Oh.
However, it's not something that I have ever thought about before. What's the deal with swingers? I'm all jacked up today. I'm not saying I'm completely against the idea, however. It's not something that I ever thought about before. What's the deal with swingers? Do you think any good comes out of this? Please give me your thoughts. Couple things.
Wow. It's a lot to take in.
I don't know what. Now, I've kind of weirdly been in this spot before.
I'm sure you have.
Not like really, really weird.
Oh, no, I'm sure you have.
Like where I've been out, right? And I've had this even happen with like work stuff where I have somebody like we're like kind of working with somehow. And,
right.
You know, we go to dinner. Oh, we got to bring everybody out, family, this, that, whatever. And I was out in California one time. I was having drinks. And we were with these guys that we had been working with. Mm-hmm. And guys like, oh, hey, like, you know, like, you got to meet my girlfriend. I'm like, all right, cool. You know, like, really nice to meet you. Hi, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And she leaves. And I thought it was really, really strange. She sat on a different side of the bar, but within an eye shot. I'm like, yo, why isn't your... I said to him, I go, yo, we're not talking about anything, like...
Weird.
You know, business-wise or anything that you, like, you couldn't let somebody else, like, you know, hear. Yeah. Like, we're fine. And he's like, yeah, she's hot, right? I'm like, yeah, good for you, man. Good looking girl. Like, you know, what do you want me to say? Like, yeah, but like really hot. Like, would you be into like maybe talking to her? And I said, I'm sorry. I thought like you were, this is like your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Yeah, but like, no, like we're cool like that, dude. Like, we're really, really cool like that. Like, honestly, like, you know, if you want to talk to her or whatever, like, I said, dude,
I'm trying to follow you
and
here.
I made a joke where I was like, is this like you trying to like end up like, I don't know, like tickling me or something like that. Like, do you think this is where this is going? I don't know why the word tickling came out. Just like, what? I was like, I go, I don't really like roll like that type of thing, dude. I go,
not into it.
Like, I got ADD. Like, I can only focus on, like, even if I was interested, this is just not for me. And I can only focus on so many things at a time. And he got really weird and was like, no, I just thought like maybe, I don't know. And I was like,
oh no, he's not kidding.
He wasn't kidding at all. And I was like, okay, yeah, bro, really, really, that's really wild. Good for you guys. Like, I'm just not really down with that type of stuff. That was the end of the conversation. Really weird.
Things
really
like
weird.
This happened, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a whole, well, from what I've been told, now this isn't like, I haven't seen it firsthand, per se. However, there is a rumor around town that there is a little community.
Like the Dear Albie community?
Like the Dear Albie community of swingers. And supposedly, especially around the Pacanac region, I've heard that if you put a pineapple on your doorstep here in Wayne, New Jersey, that you are down to swing.
So let me ask you a question. So this was, I heard this rumor, and I wanted to have you on.
I've heard this rumor a lot.
Yeah, I've heard it a lot, too. So a pineapple on your door.
In are there, some capacity.
Are there rules? Like, does that mean call me? Does that mean knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here?
I'm sure it's just giving the signal like, hey, I'm into it. And then, like, if you're out and about and it's kind of like, oh, shit, I remember they had the pineapple. I have the pineapple. Like, you know that it's a green light kind of thing.
So is it the type of thing that you're like, hey, I saw you got the pineapple?
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, so funny. I saw you got that pineapple out there. Like, trying to bring it up. And I got to be honest. I see the pineapples. I see them. Like, when I drive to work, I see pineapples.
So like.
I think it'd be weird for somebody to be, like, super into pineapples that, like, they put it outside and, like, unless they were part of that, like, whole community.
So, basically, like is there a Facebook group, like, Pineapples and Wayne?
I don't think there's a Facebook group, but I think that that is kind of the invitation to put the pineapple outside. And I've heard a lot about it.
Okay.
I have never heard a story. I mean, I'm sure it becomes a secret once it's done. Like,
how did you first hear about this?
I don't know. I feel like it's been in the rumor mill forever. It's been like a thing. And like one of my really good friends lives over there and has confirmed this story to me. Like I've heard confirmation from people within the community that this is a real thing. So not that this person has actually done it. I mean, I don't know. Could be, but I don't think so. But then again, you never really know. You never really know somebody. You never really know what they're into. But I'm pretty confident it's a real thing. And I'm pretty sure there's some players involved that people know. You
really?
Know? Yeah. I mean.
Well, I mean, I assume that would have to be the case, right?
Right. And I think that to each their own, man, if they're into it. And like to that reader. If you think that you're the kind of person that's not going to get super jealous and be able to handle that kind of shit, then go for it. But if you even have a slight, tiny, little piece of you that gets jealous for things that go on with your significant other, this will end. This will be your demise.
Yeah. How about it not?
This will be your demise.
I just don't like, you know what it is? It's like I just can't picture. You know, I'm not really the type of guy that likes to even, I'm trying to think of anything I like to kind of share. I don't think there's really much of anything.
You're not a sharer.
Not much of a sharer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, I'm like kind of.
I just think it can't end well.
No.
Like, unless you have this agreement, like, you're just the kind of person that's kind of like, all right, whatever. It's an open marriage situation. That's the way you guys went into it. But, like, if you had a normal, non-open marriage this whole time. What's the word? Monogamous? Is that the word?
That is the word.
Okay. Then you're going to pull this out of left field and all of a sudden you're going to start like banging other people and think that like no feelings are going to get attached. I think you're wrong. I think it's going to end badly. I really do. Like what happens if this happens this one time and then all of a sudden there's feelings and now it's like, well, your person wants to leave and be with the other person and it's a whole giant mess. Like you guys have known each other for 20 years. Like it could be a potential issue.
I don't see where... That, you know, look, I just don't see how that enhances the friendship aspect of stuff in any way.
No. Definitely no enhancement.
I just think there's just so much that happens when you go down that road. You know what I mean? Like that there's just no upside to whatever is on the other end of that.
Yeah, I really think. Okay, another little thing. If you're going to go and do that, I don't think it should be with your friends of 20 years. I think you should go with a stranger that you could easily get rid of.
Yeah, like you got to be walking into a place where like everybody's got masks on and shit.
Yeah, like those underground places.
Yeah, like the Eyes Wide Shut movie type thing.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it. It was a Tom Cruise one. It was good.
What was that other movie? Oh my God, I'm never going to remember. This always happens to me when we talk on the show and I never could think of exactly what it is, but there was this movie years ago that was about this. Somebody has to write it and tell us what it was. God, it
Swinging?
Was like, what was it called?
I don't know.
No,
Swinging?
It was like years ago. Yes, it was about swingers.
Yeah.
And like they this whole thing. Like, this, it was about this. But anyway, yeah, you go to the, like, this underground club or whatever it is, and you find a couple there, and then it's like, all right, you do it and you leave. Like, if that's what you want to do. But, like, to go with a friend that you're going to see, like, the next day at, like, soccer practice with your kids. Ooh.
Yeah, no, especially the way you yell at people at soccer.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, that never
you don't want that to be the retort ever.
No.
Like, you know what I mean?
Well,
like,
guess what?
Yeah.
You don't want my kid to play? Well, guess what we did yesterday?
Yeah, wait till the next swinger party.
Right.
Then. Yeah,
forget that.
You can't really have that like in the mix. No, not at all.
Should be a stranger.
No, like, honestly, I don't know, man. Plus, like, I'm a little bit of like I don't want to go down this road because I feel like
it's a dirty road.
I'm such a square, as the people
square,
would say.
Okay, okay.
But like, for germ reasons, you know what I mean? Like, for germ reasons. Like, here's a thing that's like, here's why I couldn't swing ever. Okay.
Here's why I couldn't swing.
Okay. You know, like, you a miso soup person?
Once in a while.
Okay. At Japanese places especially. Or really anywhere that serves soup.
Okay.
I've become really, really big.
Well, don't ruin
on
soup for me.
Bringing the soup over with a plate under it and holding the plate. Okay. You see it at a diner. That is their typical go-to move.
Yes, that's how they serve the soup.
When you get miso soup at a Japanese place,
I'm trying to think.
Almost 100% of the time, they just walk it over in their hand. Now, typically speaking, that's fine. But every once in a while.
You know what? You're right. Okay, now I'm visioning it.
You catch someone walking over the miso soup with their thumb over the lip.
That's repulsive.
Now think about this.
You're sucking that person's thumb.
There's that. And the soup is moving. So how do you know the current of the soup isn't coming up? And they're basically dipping their thumb.
That's what they're doing.
Into the soup.
And where was their thumb before?
You have no idea. Maybe they were at a swingers club.
Maybe it was in their ass in the bathroom.
So you don't any of these things.
Yeah, I don't want to suck anybody's thumb.
So I can barely eat a miso soup without freaking out about what has happened in that person's general universe in the last 90 seconds.
Then, so you definitely cannot go into an underground club.
Hell no, I couldn't go into that. No, no way.
No, and then go home and go to bed with your wife.
Is there a worse place to hear your significant other say to you, "I'll be right back," than a swingers club? That has got to be the worst feeling in the entire world.
Like, where are you going?
Oh, I'll be right back. That's
got to
be terrible.
Yeah, like, why?
I don't care if there's a buffet.
Yeah, if you're not insecure and like jealous before this experience, you're definitely going to be insecure and jealous after. Like, how was your time? Like, I just can't imagine that going well. I just can't. I can't picture a scenario where it's like, oh my God, it was so awesome, honey.
It's
I'm glad yours was fun too.
Yeah, no, it's just like I don't see at any point we're patting each other on the ass and being like, yeah,
good job.
After that. Yeah, no, thank
sorry
you.
Sorry to all those swingers that were offending.
No,
to each their own. That you're a bigger person than me.
If you guys are out there, if you're listening, if you're part of the community and this is what you're into, we're happy to shield your identity.
Yeah,
write in. DearAlbyMailbag@gmail.com. This is what we do.
We would love to hear stories.
We had one last one. This came in bold. Need advice from you. From the mailbag, DearAlbyMailbag@gmail.com. Hey, guys, also, while you're here, subscribe.
Rate five stars.
The shirts are done.
Okay, where are they?
We're going to have round two. Okay. Also, we have a couple of things because these emojis and everything like that, we'll get into it. But anyway.
These emojis, I can't.
They're a good time.
I can't.
Question sent in from the mailbag. Dear Albie, just started listening to your podcast and I am hooked. I am desperate for some real advice right now. My husband and I have been married a year and a half. Before we married, we had it all planned out. We knew we were going to buy a house and have kids. Well, we bought the house, and now he's pumped the brakes about the kids. This has really put a strain on our relationship. I'm ready to be a mom. I'm 35, and he's 37. Mm-hmm. I'm so scared about complications, and it upsets me that he keeps telling me he just doesn't want one right now. He won't give me a timeline. I try to be understanding, but sometimes I think he's just selfish. He's always busy with work and hobbies. Wish he would make this a priority. We've been going to a counselor, and she even tells him he needs to act his age, but doesn't seem to be getting through to him. What do I do? Give him a few months? I love him so much, but my dream is to be a mom. What if he doesn't come around from totally lost? It's tough.
I hate to give advice sometimes because I feel like I'm just brutal and emotionless,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, there's a problem. First of all, you're a year and a half in. You're going to a counselor. Already.
Yeah.
Two, there's a reason he changed his mind. I hate to be the one to say these things, but there's a reason. You don't suddenly go gung-ho, we're having a baby, we're getting married, we're doing all this, and then just stop. There, something happened. I don't want to imply what that something is.
Well, do you think that something happened, okay?
Yeah. Something changed his mind.
So I'll give you an example of where I think about things like this, okay? There's so much, I think, excitement that comes up around the idea of planning.
Right. Which is
planning
true.
A wedding, buying a house, having
any
kids.
Any kind of planning.
It's the feeling of like I'm upgrading my life in a lot of ways. There's a lot of pride that comes with it. Yep. It's really, really easy to fall in love at that time, right?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
So like I've had some conversations recently where I will say, I want to get engaged when I feel like I'm bored in the relationship. Not realistically, seriously bored. Like, right. Oh my God, this sucks. When there's nothing exciting.
Right.
It's not too soon. It's not something that's we're planning things. Yeah. It's that life is normal.
Right.
When life is the most normal it can be.
Yes.
When I'm the most adjusted to the circumstances. To me, that's when, like, I don't like making decisions when I'm angry or happy.
Excited. Right.
Either one way.
Got it.
So as middle of the road it can be. If in that moment you're like, wow, I can't live without this person because I'm just so calm and everything's mm-hmm. cool,
yeah.
then that's like, oh my God, got to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, it could be that you had all of these conversations when he's at this age, okay, maybe he's 35 years old realistically when they're having the original conversations mm-hmm. about moving in together and mm-hmm. doing all this stuff. Then all of a sudden you make these decisions and you adjust.
And you're like, shit.
And you realize these things didn't make me as happy as you might have assumed that they would.
Something changed.
And that's the thing that changes.
Mm-hmm.
But that excitement doesn't stay up there. And now he's like, you know.
He might. And not that marriage isn't permanent. Obviously it is. But there's a way out of it.
Yeah.
There's not a way out of a kid.
No.
So I think in my head, again, the brutally honest advice, he's having second thoughts. And he doesn't want to be permanently tied down to something because he could walk away from you, but he obviously cannot walk away from a child without being a total dick.
Yeah, but though, do you think that that's fair to say in this sense? Like, you hear things that she's saying in the letter, right? Where
he's not around. What I heard is he's not around. He's at work all the time, doing his hobbies all the time. I barely see him. We're in counseling, and we've been married a year and a half. Those are the things that I took away from that.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, the counselor says act his age. So if these hobbies are things that like kind of keep him a kid, and he
probably
says to himself,
a lot of drinking, chilling, hanging out.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
But like the thing is, and he says to himself, you know, I'm not ready to have a kid. Now, if they're not ready to have a kid because he says to himself, I don't know if we can support that.
That's a
very different kind of a thing.
We did not hear that though.
No.
If that's a different story. If she would have said our finances aren't right, then okay. I mean, I truly believe there is no right time to have a kid. It'll never be 100% perfect. You'll never be like, oh my God, I'm so financially sound. Let's have a child. Like, it doesn't work like that. You kind of just go with it. But in this circumstance, from the things that she said, what stands out to me is something ain't right.
Yeah, I mean, look, if her dream is to be a mom, and honestly, I think you get married to have kids.
Yeah.
You get married to have a family, right? What's
right.
the point? So... Yeah, I mean, you gotta. He seems like the biggest, most telling thing in the email to me is wish he would make this a priority.
Yeah.
If your priorities aren't in line in a marriage, it's not going to work anyway.
Exactly. You're supposed to. You have to talk about. And you know, it sounds like they did talk about it before, and now again, something changed. For me, it's a deal breaker. You get married, and a lot of people get married to just stay married. They like it. Like no. No harm there. You could do whatever you want. But like in my mind, you get married so that you can have kids and have a family. Deal breaker.
Yeah.
If you told me all of a sudden we're not going to have kids or like you need to think about it, deal breaker.
Well, look, she says they had it all planned out. If kids were in the plan, then all of a sudden there's a deviation from that plan.
Right.
He's got to have a really clear reason, in my opinion, to deviate from it.
Yeah.
Like, because that's a huge thing. It's the reason you got married a lot of ways.
Exactly.
Right? So. I don't think it's unfair for you to ask him what that deviation is and find out. Like, it doesn't do us a ton of good to assume what those things are. It could be a million different things.
Mm-hmm.
Find out what it is that made him want to keep that part of the plan at bay. And you have to make a decision at that point. Is it okay for me to stick that out?
Right.
Or
I think
not?
It all depends on what it is. To me, it sounds like there's issues.
Look, it also is scary. It could also just be a scary thing. But this is where the communication stuff comes around. He can't then just say his work and his hobbies come before having kids. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, then what happens when you actually have kids?
Right.
Are they going to come
ahead
of raising the kids also?
Totally different ballgame in life. I mean, you're talking about like a completely different world. And if you're having a problem pre-kids, I can't even begin to tell you the problems you're going to have after with this person that doesn't want to, you know, give it their all at this point. This is the fun part. Where you're at right now, you shouldn't, like, it should be fun. You know, like Albie said, this is your exciting time. This is your planning time. And the fact that it's not fun at this moment, something's up. I hate to tell you that. I hate to say that to her.
Yeah, I mean, because I think you have to just look at it like that, too. Did you guys make a bunch of decisions because you were, I don't know how long they did it before that. Did they make a bunch of decisions and they were hopped up on the excitement and then all of a sudden it kind of levels out and then whatever. Yeah, you got to figure it out. That's all. But I think you got to talk to them. Your priorities got to be straight
and
in the same place.
And just be honest. Like, I don't like say it in a threatening way. Just be like, dude, listen, this is what I want for my life. It's cool if you are not going to go down that road or you don't want to go down the road with me. But like, don't leave me. I'm 35. Like, let's just, you know, call it what it is at this point. Like, don't lead me on.
But also, you have to, you say I love him so much, you have to also decide if you love him or the idea of what he represents. If he represents a dad to your kids and you think he'd be a good dad and all that other stuff, then
you love you love the idea of this life.
Is that limited to just this human being? Like, you don't want to have kids with anybody else? Well, then at that point, yeah, you got to be patient and stick it out, because you can't force him to do something he's not ready to do either. His rationale might be a good one,
right?
But overall, I think got to get on the same page. Find out what changed the plan. And, you know, I don't think it's the type of thing you give a few months to. You just attack it. You sit down and you say, listen, we're going to make a decision. Otherwise, what am I going to do? I only have so much time. If this isn't something that you want to be in, then whatever. If it is something you want to be in and you just need time, then let's look at the options that we have to extend and give us some time, whether we're, you know, freezing stuff or whatever.
Yeah. Just show me the respect of telling me the truth.
That's it. But hey, Ken, this was good.
This was good.
We're going to look into that pineapple thing a little bit more.
I really want people to send us. I would like to hear a swinger story from the other side, because like I said, I don't have experience in that. I would like to hear what they thought.
If there are swingers in the community, please reach out.
Yeah.
Dear Albie on IG, dear_Albie, dearalbiemailbag@gmail.com. We've got the Skype number. There's a lot of...
Which I thought I don't understand. You'll have to explain to me.
I know. We have to. That's a Jules. I got to get Jules. She knows. But you guys are the best.
Yep.
Thank you. Subscribe, rate 5 stars. I'll hit you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.